This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Oh, Jono, you're getting there. Hello, Melbourne. Hello, the world. Hello, everyone. How are we?
Hi.
Look at you, Jono.
Yo.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. It was a great week.
It was, wasn't it?
You were in my life.
Was I?
You were at my party.
I was at your party.
My party.
You had a birthday.
I know. Okay, well, yeah. How's that going to go? It's just a house party.
Just a house party.
It's getting old, babes.
You are getting old. And you look like it too.
And so your face looks like it as well. Thanks.
It's been a great week, right?
It's not been bad. There's been a few highs and lows.
Mm.
We can talk about that at the end in my favourite segment.
Of course,
What's been going on in your life?
A bit of everything, actually. Look, some highs and lows, yes. But generally, it's been okay.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about today's show.
I'm excited. Why? Yes.
Well, before we get into today's show, Jono.
Yes.
We received some fabulous feedback about a show that we had a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's actually a couple of shows.
Yes.
And
what show was it about?
This one was about Lonely or Just Alone.
Yes.
And it was by a young lady.
A young lady.
How you identify, please correct me. by the name of, and again, I'm dyslexic, Iliana.
Iliana, yes.
Iliana, I think she's a friend of your cousin.
Possibly.
Maybe. Yes. I don't know. Yes. She put in this email.
She
reached out to us and she wanted to say that she's finally found a podcast talking about how it's okay to be single and from a single slant. She absolutely loves it. She raves on about it and she thought it was fabulous and had some tips for us. But also at the end, she's asked me to join her Zumba class.
Oh, because you were talking about the Zumba.
Yeah, I know.
How was that? How's that?
Look, Iliana, I'll do it. Let me know where your Zumba class is. And I will get there if it's my side of town.
Yes.
If not, let me know if there's one near me. And we'll
make
chat.
It work. I want to see you do the Zumba and I want to be there and take photos.
You think I'm going to fail, but I am an ex-dancer. So I'd probably end up teaching the class.
I'd love to see you try. He's just shimmering everywhere.
I'm shimmering, darling. I'm shimmering. But I'd love to. I want to get back into that.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Jono, how else can people can contact us
this?
I know.
Why would you do this to me as I just got here and I haven't had enough coffee? You can text in.
It's 4 o'clock. I mean, come on.
I normally have one about 3. What?
Come on.
0427 569 949.
And the email address?
You can head over to joy.org.au. Okay. Is that right? I don't know.
On air at joy.org.au. Yes, that's how you can contact us.
My screen is covered up where I normally look.
Look behind you.
But then I have to move away from the microphone and then...
You get this.
Yeah. Well...
Then I'm not on the air.
This is true.
So I'll do the number, you do the email.
Yes. Fantastic. All right. Now, what are we talking about today? Because we actually have a special guest.
Wow, I feel like I'm being picked on.
What do you mean? I'm engaging in conversation.
No, I'm joking. He's testing me because I got here and actually thought it was another topic that we're speaking about.
He's got no
and
idea.
It's so confusing and embarrassing that I'm going to have to tell our special guest later on what I thought I was talking about. But we're talking about how to be fabulous and single at a wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have talked about going to places by yourself as a single person, but this we've actually got a wedding celebration.
A what? A wedding celebrant
to talk about going to weddings as a single person. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I've got two weddings next year to go to, so I'm really excited.
This will be great. We've got a very special guest today.
Who is that?
We have Mr. Teddy Bell from Married by a Teddy. Big round of applause for Teddy. Woo! Teddy is a celebrant. He is a single man, and he's going to talk about everything that we want to talk about. Going to weddings as single people.
And Teddy's been giving out his business card to everyone already at the studio, including myself. I did think it was a proposition, but no, it's very exciting to have Teddy, and I'm really excited. Like it's I cannot wait to hear about this.
It's going to be great. Welcome, Teddy. Hello.
Teddy. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Hello. Nice to be with you, Melbourne in the world.
I know.
Yes, I have been handing out business cards as a proposition, but it hasn't worked for me yet.
It will one day, Teddy.
It will.
Keep on dreaming. Keep on hoping. Right.
Correct.
Now, I, Mr. Teddy Bell, know that you were overseas recently. You went to a wedding, is that right?
That is very true. I went to a wedding just outside London. It was a fabulous gay wedding.
Getting away. Oh, gay wedding.
It was very bougie. Better.
Very bougie, it was yes.
People who dress fabulously. People in the UK certainly know how to dress for a wedding. I'm talking suits, tie pins, cufflinks, pearl necklaces, shoes. Oh, my gosh, the shoes. They know how to do a wedding over there.
Like a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Like they've got the blazer, they've got the vest underneath.
It's the proper stuff.
It's like, tradish.
So you went there as a single person.
I did indeed.
And as a celebrant.
I did.
So, right, how was that for you going over there? So you literally sort of went overseas. You're like, yep, got a mate. Was it a mate's wedding?
It was a mate, yeah.
Yeah.
A former housemate, yeah.
Yeah, ooh. So, so when you were you a little now you've been to many a weddings or you've officiated, is that the word?
Sure.
Yes, why not? Let's go with that.
Okay.
You've officiated many a wedding.
Right.
Right. So you're not a stranger to weddings. How was this one though for you attending a wedding, not officiating it, and going there as a single person?
I certainly went very nervous. I think going to a wedding in a foreign country where you don't know very many people.
Oh, so you didn't know anyone?
I knew a few people, but not many. But I think what was really exciting was I went with the right energy. Mm. I chose to be part of the day as if I went in the way that I would want somebody to come to my wedding. And so I came with energy, I came with excitement, and I came just to be present for the wedding couple and make sure that I was there bringing my best fabulous self. And what I received back was just the most incredible energy in return.
Yeah, nice. And also because you have an accent. I remember when I was living in the UK and any Australian would speak and I got very excited.
Anyway, exactly.
If you're feeling a little bit, heavy today, making us feel lighter and talking about weddings is Incredi Teddy Bell.
Yay.
Did you like what I just did that? Incredi Teddy Bell.
Incredi Teddy. That's going to be my new tagline in life.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Now, before we played our song, you were talking about your wedding in London, Teddy.
But not your wedding.
No, not my wedding.
You're not married.
Correct. Remember, wedding that back you to went me to... handing out business cards.
Yeah. The wedding that you attended as a single individual, not as a wedding celebrant, in London. So you got there and you didn't know many people. And then what happened?
I just made a day of it. It was fabulously organised. We couldn't have asked for anything more. And I made sure that I was present, I had the right energy, and I didn't have a business card in my hand, but I did walk up to people and said, "Hi, I'm Teddy." And that's how we started the day, was just by having the confidence to go out and meet people and to start a conversation.
It's also a great name, Teddy. Like, I love that name. It's kind of, there's also a kind of icebreaker in your name sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
Elton John was already taken, so I've gone with Teddy Bell instead.
No, is that real? Did you change it?
Like, no, that is my birth name.
That is your birth name, Teddy, and married by a Teddy.
Married by a Teddy.
Not a teddy bear?
I mean,
no, not a teddy
bear. I'm not quite as cuddly as that.
No, that's me. But because you could go up to someone and say that their name's Adam and it would be really boring. Or John. But I mean, you haven't changed. Your name is literally the Greek John Yanni,
correct,
right?
But
it's an interesting name, like Teddy, Yanni, and then you get John.
You have John.
Or Adam. That's why I'm like, I've got a double N-O on the end, John O.
John O, yeah.
And at least if Teddy doesn't resonate as an opening line, I can now say that I'm Incredi Teddy.
Incredi Teddy. Incredi Teddy.
You mentioned something really fascinating before, Teddy, that, you go in there with the right attitude, right? And I know, remember, Jono, when we have talked about before, look at you, we're all just like, why are you talking to me now?
Here we go, another one from the vault.
about being, turning up and you like to dress up and things like that when you go to...
Please explain. I like to dress up.
You like to look your best. You make
an
effort to wherever you go as a single person, you're doing your best to get there. And that's very similar to what you just said. You want to go in there with the right attitude. So what does having the right attitude mean for you, Teddy? Is it like, wearing a special suit that Jono does, or what was the mindset for a single person?
I think it's probably two things here. I think it's about, as a guest, rocking up to the wedding as if it was how you would want people to be at your own wedding.
Yeah.
So if you want a fabulous, fun wedding, I think be that person for the wedding that you're attending.
Yeah.
And so I think when you bring that energy, I think another way you can do it is to talk to the wedding couple about how you can help. So if you are a bit nervous, one of the best ways to channel that nerves is into action. So, you know, you might want to help be the person helping people find their seats at the table, for example.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea, but it's because maybe I just want to get there and just eat. Like at the reception, I don't want to help. Like,
look, I think that is true. I've seen Yanni eat many a meal. He loves to be the first one at the buffet.
Yeah. I've heard.
I hand out business cards, but he hands out chicken wings.
Yeah, that's right. Thighs, thank you, thighs.
Thighs.
So if someone is feeling a little, you know, they're going to a wedding as a guest, they don't know anyone, as a single person, it's like, all right, how can I help? How can we, put your game face on?
Offering your help, helping people find their seats for the ceremony, helping people find their table at the reception. Maybe you could be the first one on the dance floor. If you're like Yanni and love dancing,
oh my God,
why not be on the dance floor and start the party?
Yeah.
Also, walk up to the DJ and whisper in their ear what your favorite song is. Oh. And if that's the thing that gets you dancing, quietly pass it, put a note on your phone and pass that to the DJ and say to them, I want to be the first person on the dance floor. I can guarantee that DJ is going to play that because their job is to create a vibe. So if you've got a song that you love, give that to the DJ and then dance your heart away. And that energy will become infectious where other people will want to come to the dance floor with you.
I never thought that because I was always told, don't tell a DJ what to play.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because like that's their job. Like, you know, you don't tell a plumber how to fix some plumbers you do, but you don't tell someone how to do their job. And again, you don't tell a DJ what song to play, but I guess a wedding is different. I'd never thought of that because I think you're right, Teddy, that they probably would be. They're like, all right, got to get people on the floor. If this person loves it, then let's go.
Absolutely. I don't think it's about telling them how to do their job. I think it's about giving them the why. So if you give them the song I want to be the first person on the dance floor and I love this song, I think it's giving them the energy so that you can meet them. And their job is to get the vibe going. So if you've got a song that you love, give it to the DJ.
Would you do that, Jono?
No, I was just thinking something. And this is where my brain just went to. Mm. I was thinking Yanni would be telling the caterers the why he would need the cake, the why he would need extra chicken wings. He'd be like, have you got more? Like, I just need to eat. Whilst he's dancing at the same time. I was also going to ask, what are the no's? I don't know if we're talking about that, but like, what are the things to not do or not ask at a wedding if you're single? Maybe not ask the bride
wear the bride's wedding dress. That's probably a good one.
Don't go with any of the family.
Find me a husband. Like, is that not a...
Don't get on the mic drunk and ask if anyone wants to hook up or I don't know.
Maybe don't be the one crying in the corner on the microphone. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything like that happen at any of the weddings that you've, officiated?
Look, I had a drunk recently. They were good fun and they wanted to holler and yelp midway through my ceremony. So I called out and said, what's your name? And he said, Simon. So I said, Simon, come on up here. I've got a job for you.
Did you?
No.
I made him sing karaoke in front of everybody.
Really? Did he love it?
He was a little embarrassed. So at the end, I said, Simon, we've got three choices. Either you're going to keep doing karaoke.
And you are stern. Like, this is scaring me with that tone. Are you scared?
I was a little bit like.
This was off the microphone, but I said, Simon, you can either sit down and be a good guest, you can leave, or you can keep doing karaoke. And he goes, well played, boss. I'm going to go and sit down.
So here's a little tip, right? A little tip when I was doing stand-up.
Wow.
When you get some hecklers.
Oh, dealing with hecklers, yes.
Dealing with hecklers, right? Women generally, and I'm being very generalist here, right?
Oh, gosh.
Will engage in conversation.
Yes.
Right? So if you want that to shut that down, don't engage with them. Men, if they just yell out something.
Yeah.
Would generally not engage in conversation, so you can yell something back at them. So I'm not surprised that this man kind of just sat down after you caught him out of it, although I'd be surprised if it was a drunk woman that maybe, who knows.
My job is to create an inclusive space where everybody is welcome. And at the end of the day, Simon was a guest of the wedding couple. So it was my job to make sure they were included. So I could have kicked him out or I just made a moment of it and included him.
And do you know what? The bride and groom... I shouldn't generalize. Was it a bride and groom?
The groom and groom.
No, it was two grooms.
Two grooms. So I should know better. I'm at Joy.
The two grooms with Simon at the wedding.
Yeah, it was a groom and groom. They would have appreciated that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's about how do you include all people that are there in what in however they want to express themselves on the day.
Simon had a few too margaritas, spicy margaritas before the session. I mean, the session, the wedding started. But no, I was just going to say as well, you mentioned stand-up. Is being an officiator, what's the actual?
A celebrant.
Celebrant, sorry, my mind slipped. It's also like you have to do a bit of stand-up, presenting stand-up, kind of a little bit of drag kind of vibe. You're hosting, emceeing.
I love a drag queen at a wedding.
Right?
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
We're on Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono and our special guest today.
Special guest.
It's
Mr. Teddy Mr. Bell.
Teddy Bell.
From Married by a Teddy.
Married by Teddy.
Now, Jono, how do people get in contact with us? We want people to text in today. We want to know.
Wow, like you were literally like on the thing today.
I know.
I was about to say, also, if you've got a question for Teddy, you can text us 0427 569 949 and we're here waiting, chomping at the bit if you've got questions for Teddy. Maybe your name's Adam and you're out there thinking, what can I say? How can I text in? Text us in.
What's that number again?
It is 0427 569 949.
Fantastic.
And you can email.
Have you got it?
onair@joy.org.au.
Absolutely.
Flick us one of those if you're old-fashioned, because I am.
That's right. But now today we are talking about going to weddings single as a single person. And have you found that really challenging before?
I have not been to a wedding for a while, and this is why. Because the last couple of weddings I've emceed, I've not been the celebrant, but I've emceed big. One of them was a Egyptian Latino Islander wedding. It was massive, somewhere down in Albert Park. And then my sister's wedding a few years before that, and I emceed. That was fabulous. And I love doing that, but I haven't attended a wedding as a guest. However, that is changing because my brother's getting married.
Oh, good on
in
you.
March next year in Adelaide. And then the I've got another business card. I've got one already, Teddy. I'll give my brother the business card. And then I've got one in Spain at the end of the next year. Yeah.
Fabulous.
So I'm hoping to take some of these pointers away today. I'm already going to be fabulous. We know that. I'm going to have some great outfit.
Now, are you going to speak to the bridal party?
The bridal party?
The wedding party even.
The wedding party. That's that. Thank you, Mr. The wedding party. About what they can do for you. Because I think, like, you know, as in what I say, apart from the food and
I was going to say, make sure there's food and I've got a wine in the hand.
But, like, you know, I think, especially for me, it would just be good if the wedding party could actually think about singles in a really engaging way, because it shouldn't just be up to us. You know, we're going to be there for them. It's their day and we're going to be happy and celebrate and everything. But, you know, make it easier for us, right?
Don't put me on a table with the kids.
Yeah.
No, because I will be speaking with foul language.
Yeah.
That's just a warning. And I will have had a couple of margaritas.
So, Teddy, what through your experience, what can couples do? What can the wedding party do to make it really inclusive for single people? So it's not all on us.
I think you've hit the nail on the head in terms of speaking to the couple, I think is really important. I think at the end of the day, the couple wants you to be there. You're a chosen guest on their wedding list.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that they want you to have a good day. So either by you asking them, or if you're a couple who's going to get married, check in with each of the single people before the wedding and say, what can we do as a couple to make your day
that's
fabulous?
That's a good idea. You know, the couple just going, hey, what would you go? What?
I've just thought you could have a single zone.
A singles what?
Like, you know, you have a smoking area.
I believe they call that a dark room.
Yeah.
You can have a single zone.
And a single zone.
You know, over that area of the dance floor is just, or that outside to the left is just for single people to go and have a drink, catch up, pick up.
I'm going to make this a little more professional, though. I saw something on...
That's why you're here, Teddy. We don't know what we're doing.
I saw something on Instagram recently.
Shady. Yeah.
You're welcome. I saw something on Instagram recently, and they had a singles newspaper. So what they did was they had a photo of each of the people who were single, a little bio about them, and it was circulated via email ahead of the wedding. So you had a chance to work out who the other single people were. Now, in Jono's case, I was hoping to go home with them, but for everybody else, it was just making sure that you could find a friend before the day.
Oh, it's like a bio, isn't it? You're going to have to pop a bio in a headshot.
That's great.
Yes, you had this little singles recruitment guide, I suppose you would call it, where you had an opportunity ahead of time to see who was going to be there, which I think is a great way to alleviate nerves because you know who the other single people are in the room.
That's a good one.
And then once you've connected, then you can take them into the dark room, Jono.
Oh, my God. Forget the dark room, just the dance floor. No, yeah,
exactly. Dance floor is much better. And Teddy, how have the wedding party or the couples, when they have been approached by singles and say, hey, how can you make this day a little bit easier for me? Has there been very many bridezillas? You know, how have they reacted? Or from your experience, have they come to you and gone, oh, God, we've had this single person. It's so annoying. What do we do? How is that taken? Because I would be all like, oh, it's their day. I don't want to make it all about me. Yeah. How can I as a singles person approach that?
I would just talk to the couple. As I said, you're their chosen guest. Mm. They want you to have a great day. So most of the time, they're in wedding planning mode and they've simply forgot to ask you the question. And they're thinking about dress and shoes and makeup and hair and flowers and all the other things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They've probably just forgotten to think about it. So if you simply just check in with them and say, hey, I'm feeling a little nervous, or another great tip is wear your best fabulous outfit. Jono, I know you've got something in your wardrobe. There's something sparkly with some heels that you want to pull out. A wedding is the time to do that. You've just been red.
Yeah, Jono's all like, oh, my God, what's going on? Why is he being like this?
How did you know? Yeah. I just don't have any heels, unfortunately.
So I think say to the couple, I have a particular outfit. This is what it looks like. I want a chance to wear it. Can I wear it to your wedding? And I think you'll find that most wedding parties will say yes every single time. But it's a good opportunity for you to dust that off and to come as your truly fabulous self.
Yeah.
And that's going to give you the energy to want to create the vibe on the day.
I love that.
Wow. I'd never thought of that.
I do know you've got some sparkly outfits in your wardrobe.
How do you?
I've got bright.
Bright.
I've got some. I can look okay. I can what's the word I'm looking for? I can't
scrub up well.
Scrub up well, yes. You know,
I had a beautifully fabulous showstopper sparkly jacket made for myself, and I wore it to the wedding in the UK. I might have had a costume change.
Where did you get it made?
A place called Bellington Estate in Geelong. Adam does fabulous one-of-a-kind couture. It's very well priced. Suits and the works at Bellington.
Okay.
However, I wore it to the wedding in the UK, and I might have won Best Dressed.
Oh, you did not. My goodness, are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Everybody came up and asked where I got it made. And even though there was some beautifully dressed people there, that I went with sparkle and I thought, you know what? I'm the single person in the room. I'm going to be the showstopper.
I need to see this outfit immediately when we go to a little
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what?
What? Let's do it now.
Let's do it now. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Fabulous.
And Yanni, guess what? We've had an email.
Oh, an email?
We've had an email.
Or a text.
Well, I think it's an email. It came via email. Is it a text?
It's a text.
Well, why is that? That's so confusing. Oh, my God. I was recently 43. Now I'm acting like I'm 43. Okay, so this reads out. At the wedding, as a single person, is it better to give a small gift or just give cash as the present? Scott.
Because that's hard because it's like, you know, weddings, I always go by the
envelope.
An envelope, but like, you know, pay for your meal and a little bit extra. And that's quite a lot for a single person.
That's what my sister said, actually. As long as you cover the cost of your seat, essentially, that's all people expect roughly. I don't know.
Teddy, expert?
I think it can go a number of ways. I think the idea of the gift came from historical where people didn't live together. But now that most couples tend to live together before they're married, they actually have everything they need to set up their house. So they often ask for cash. But I think if you have the ability to give cash, by all means, cover your meal and a little bit extra is a good way of doing it. But I want to be respectful to the people that in our community that may not have the cash for that. Mm. Think about something you can make for them. Maybe it's a photo collage, or maybe it's something that if you're arts and craftsy, make something rapidly. Wrap it up, and then that's their special one-of-a-kind something that fits within your budget.
Yeah, great.
That's a great idea.
And that sort of brings me into the next question around how do you include all people who can't afford, like people might go, well, maybe I won't go to the actual reception because it can be a bit pricey, but, you know, dressing up, getting there, if there's accommodation needed, all that kind of stuff, it can be quite expensive for a guest as well. But how does a couple, make the wedding inclusive. Because I know, Teddy, as a celebrant, you are a very inclusive celebrant. You marry all types of individuals, and you talk with your clients about inclusivity. So what advice do you have to make weddings as inclusive as possible?
I think it's about thinking about all the different types of people we want to be inclusive of at the day. Obviously, we've got our fabulous LGBTQIA plus community that we want to be inclusive for, but it's also people maybe with sensory needs, people on this on the autism spectrum, for example, so might be having a quiet zone where people can just step away from the loud music and actually have a place with some couches. You may have some sensory fidget toys on the table for those people that just need to get their energy out with
That's
something to play with.
That's such a good idea.
One of the things I like to do at the start of the ceremony is to give people permission to stand up and walk around. We have this tradition that everyone needs to be seated for the ceremony, but some people just need to fidget and they're struggling. Why not walk around through the ceremony? If you want to holler and yelp and celebrate and cheer through the ceremony, what an incredible way to do it. So I think it's giving people that permission. And as a couple, thinking about all the different people, from how do you get grandma from the path across the grass to her chair?
Grandma.
Everybody wants to have this amazing grass ceremony, but they don't think about the accessibility element of people who have disability getting from that path to their chair. How do you, you know, creating quiet zones, creating different meal choices, giving people flexibility to eat at different times. Maybe you've had the sit-down meal, but maybe there's snacks on the side for people to be able to just have a snack whenever they want throughout the day. I think it's just thinking about all the people who are coming and what can you do as a couple. And sometimes it's the simplest gestures. It could just be a designated quiet zone. It doesn't cost you anything, but that's going to make the day for somebody who's got sensory needs.
Gosh. And that's real. They're really simple things.
Yeah.
That they're not hard. It's just it's literally like
anymore.
No, it's just it's actually just getting out of that bridezilla mode for a second and going, right, who is attending? Because you know what? I think if you include someone, make an effort to include someone, they're going to enjoy the day more. And then probably the bridal party, the couple are going to enjoy the day more because there's less hassle. They don't have to worry about
people are relaxed.
Gran and blah, blah. Well, that's their problem for the day. They can just put headphones in if they've got sensory issues. You know, it's about it's doing what you can. So then they're enjoying it, then you're enjoying it. And it's really a special day for everyone.
I can make it very easy for people. If you go to my website, which is marriedbyateddy.com.
Marriedbyateddy.com,
/ inclusivity. You can download a guide that I've written. So I've done all the hard work for you with some checklists, some ideas, some tips, some tricks. So there's a downloadable guide. If you go to marriedbyteddy.com/inclusivity, you put in your details.
Yeah.
And then you'll get it emailed automatically to you. It's kind of a 30-page pictorial guide on everything you need to think about. So to your point, Yanni, people don't need to do the hard work.
And I love that you said pictorial as well, because I'm not always a numbers or a words person. I like to see things visually.
Yeah, same here.
And so I love that as well. I was going to say, if it's not your wedding and you've got someone in the family, download it for them. Send them the link. That's a great idea.
Yeah. What was that website again?
Marriedbyteddy.com/inclusivity.
Great. Beautiful. And guess what now?
Don't say it's the end.
We're almost there, Jono. We're going to go over time, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Your favorite part of the show.
Know. And I could chat to Teddy the whole bloody day.
We could.
It's so good. We'll have to get Teddy back.
Yeah, we will.
We will. Watch this space.
We'll see.
Well, it's that time of the day we talk about. I asked you this at my party because I felt like I needed to ask you what's been good about your day and what's been not so good about your day. And I don't mind kicking it off.
Go for it.
What's been not so good this week was that I did have a couple of low points, and that I'm working on my own to get this music event that I do once a year.
Yes.
And it got to a point where I just felt underappreciated, and I'm doing all this hard work to give people a platform. And for what?
Yeah.
And I started thinking, oh God, like, but this is my creative space. This is where I create something. So I had to kind of lift myself up, ended up on a good sort of note at the end of the week at work. And that was good. The good thing is, and this is my life-changing thing, we've recently spoke about giving things up, changing and exercising.
Yeah.
So I now have a personal trainer.
Ooh, Jono, well done.
Thank you. And I'm seeing him this week.
Good work.
Are you doing any exercise, though?
Yes. He only has so many people on his books. For me, that works for me, personal training. And we're starting next Friday, but it couldn't come any quicker, really.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Watch this space.
Great. I'll go next and we'll leave our special guest last.
Yes, just to give you ideas.
To give a bit more time. For me, what's been great about being single this week is I took myself out on a date by myself for lunch today. I was feeling a bit flat in the morning. You know what? I'm going to go shout myself a lunch, and I really, really enjoyed it.
What did you have?
Oh my God, this is, it's actually called, it's a funny name.
Risotto?
No, it's not a risotto. It's, what's it called? Something with a bush. It's called, let me just, that's why I was all like, oh, this is going to be funny. I'm trying to find it because I actually messaged someone on Tinder about it today.
Right.
And
you asked them about their bush on Tinder.
No. It's like, no, it's got, it's called a bush lamb and sweet potato hash. There you go. So that's what they're. Anyway, that was.
And not so good.
No, well, the other good thing though, I want to go see Superman, and I'm going to go with someone I met on Tinder to go watch it tomorrow.
Yay.
So we'll see what happens. Not so good this week. I think I, again, just weird week, and you're home alone, yeah, and you're just like, oh, God, so not the best. But yeah, it was all right. That was it. Mr. Bell.
My high was coming home to my 2.5-year-old golden retriever. His little wiggle, and he was so excited to see me after I'd been away for 2 weeks. And then my low was probably just jet lag. Just a little,
yeah,
just a hint, but that time zone change is a killer.
I hear you.
Yeah, right. Okay. We are way out of time. So firstly, thank you, Mr. Teddy Bell. Woo! Thank you, Teddy Bell from Married by a Teddy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jono.
And
that is it. That's it from us. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.